Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast Wellness Spot, where we focus on health and wellness and how we can reclaim our health and life today. You're in the right place if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you've been helping so many others, and it's time to help yourself. In a time when health and wellness can be so confusing, I'm here to share what I know and what I've learned in nursing and in my past 20 years experience in wellness, and how making a smart plan can help you live your best life today. Hi again, it's Moira Gorski, and I wanted to come on here and talk because I think this is a really important topic. You know, this is COVID time. We are six, almost 7 months into this, and it's a very interesting time, isn't it? And there are so many things happening, but what I keep hearing about from others that I speak with, as well as, you know, when I, you know, watch the news or read the paper, is that not only people are getting physically sick, some of them are, or they're worried about that, but there are a lot of mental health issues. There are a lot of people that are going through anxiety, depression, panic disorders. Just COVID is really having an impact on their mental health. And so I thought today I would come and talk about that a little bit, give light to it. Certainly this is a podcast about addictions and overcoming addictions and other different disorders. And so we talk about that, you know, on our Friday spots and a little bit here. And I just think it continues to be really, really important to talk about it, to give light to it. And then to also really, in the way that I like to talk, is offer hope that there are some solutions to when our mental health is impacted. I mean, when I was just doing some research for this, you know, back in March, 32% of Americans, adults, said that they thought that their mental health was impacted by what was going on. You know, the mental health was impacted due to stress and worry about COVID and all of that. And by August, by the middle of August, 53% of adults say that their mental health was impacted due to stress and worry. That's a pretty big increase within a couple of months. And when they were asked more questions, you know, the specifics were they had difficulty sleeping, they had difficulty eating, there was an increase in alcohol and substance use, or there was some worsening of some chronic conditions that they had. And, you know, prior to COVID, one in five people had reported some type of mental illness in the past year. 11 million Americans have serious mental illnesses. I mean, it is definitely something that's going on. And I think, again, during this time, just those statistics show that there's just, not only is COVID having an impact on people's physical health, but really on their mental health. And we got to pay attention to that, because maybe you're listening today and one of those 53% is you. I certainly know that I've had more worry and more stress during this time. I've had difficulty sleeping. I've tried not to increase my alcohol consumption. I've actually probably decreased that, just because I've learned over the years that that doesn't really do a whole lot of good, and doesn't always do a whole lot of good for my waistline either. But I definitely have had difficulty sleeping, and I've had to really adjust that and kind of look into that and find ways that I could help my sleep. So not good stuff, right? Our mental health is impacted. So what I want to tell you today is just a few things that you can do. And then I want to talk to you about a couple of products that Shackley has that have been game changers for me and many of my clients that I work with. And I want to just talk about specifics of them and what's in them, because it's pretty cool. I mean, when you really, again, if you listen to this podcast, that I love the Shackley brand. I have been using and recommending the products for over 20 years. I am so excited and really impressed obsessed with what we call the Shaklee difference, is that these products are natural. They are tested. They're investigated, if you will, or they're, you know, they're studied. They're not, we're not a fly-by-night company that like, oh, now we have to come out with this new product. There's so much research that goes into the development of these products. And when you, when I really look into the different components of them, I just continue to be impressed because it's just super cool, like the vitamins and the nutrients and the herbs and things and how combined they really impact our health. So I want to talk about those in just a couple minutes. There's two products that really, really can help with mental health issues. And I just want to educate you guys on that in case that's something that you're interested in learning more about and maybe starting to use them yourself. One of these I use on a regular basis myself. So, but even before supplements or medications, what are the things that we can do to really help our mental health? So I really, if you haven't listened to the beginning of my podcast, when I first started, I did a series on my morning routine. And this continues to be something that continues to be my morning routine. I did it this morning when I got up. And I think it's really important to establish, for everybody to establish that. And what my morning routine is that it's when I get up, I go get my tea, and then I go sit in my front room, which is a nice quiet spot there. And I do a series of a few things. I have some reading. I have some books there that I read, and I do some journaling. I just finished up a 30-day journaling challenge. So I journal, and I also meditate and pray. And by doing those three things every morning, it just really, really starts my day off so well. And as much as I would listen to people talking before I established my own morning routine, you know, I'd hear people talking about that. I'm like, why do you have to like settle down like right after you get up? But it's just, it's amazing. You just get started in the morning by just centering yourself, centering myself, doing that meditation, doing the prayer, and, you know, thinking about what my, you know, what I'm grateful for, how thankful I am for the abundance in my life and for those around me. And it's just amazing. And so again, I encourage you to, if you don't have a morning routine, think about that and get started with that. And even if it's just a couple minutes of meditation, a couple pages of journaling. And again, if you want to learn more, just go back to those first few episodes that I've done on the podcast and listen in, because I really explain the difference, you know, the different components of my morning routine and why it's important. And I share some cool stuff there. Another thing, in addition, is that we can do some yoga. Now, again, people are like, I can't do yoga. Again, it can be very small. Yoga can be some stretching. It can be trying to, you know, bend over and touch our toes, or put our legs up the wall, or sit in a lotus position and breathe. You know, what I've learned in yoga is really the power of breath. And when we're dealing with mental health issues, a lot of times our, you know, breathing gets so shallow and it just, you know, it doesn't do us well because we're not getting the oxygen to our brain and we can't think straight and things like that. So yoga, what you can learn from yoga and breath work can be so powerful in helping us stay calm during times of, you know, stress and worry. So that's the second thing is, you know, there are, again, with COVID, there's so many things online now. You can go online and go to YouTube, go to your local health club online on their Facebook page, and I bet they have a yoga practice. And I encourage you to look into that. There's just, again, even if it's just 5 minutes of yoga breath can make a big, you know, a big, big difference. And then the third thing is, again, depending on your comfort level, and I'm certainly comfortable being around people that I know, and even people that I don't know, I encourage you to get around your friends. Go for a walk, even if it's with a mask, if you want to wear a mask. But get around some friends and family, because I've noticed and I've heard from so many that just getting back to being with those that we really care about makes a huge difference in our mental health. I can't say it enough. I just get so, and maybe that's me, you know, I'm Enneagram 4 and I'm creative and I love to be around other people. I'm very extroverted, and it just fills my soul to be around my friends. I love to talk to them on the phone and on Zoom, but boy, being in person with them just makes a big, big difference. So I encourage you to get around some friends, get around some family, plan some time with that, because that can make a big difference in your mental health. So those are the three things: your morning routine, breath, and yoga, and get around some friends. You know, go for some, you know, what I encourage when you get together with your friends is go for a walk. Don't sit around. Every once in a while, you can sit around and have a glass of wine, but get together with your friends, take a walk, take a run, go for a bike ride, weather permitting, and those kind of things. So those are the three things. And then let me tell you about a couple of Shaklee products that, again, make a really, really very, very helpful for the mind, for moods. And I just, again, want to make sure that you guys know about them, because, again, they've been a life changer for me. And I know that they are so, so helpful for others. And so those two products are called Mental Acuity Plus and Mood Lift. Okay, so let me start with Mental Acuity Plus. So Mental Acuity Plus, again, is a supplement that includes ginkgo, bilberry, hawthorn, gotu kola, I don't know if I'm saying that right, G-O-T-U, and then K-O-L-A, rosemary, and B vitamins. And it not only enhances memory and decision-making, it also, because of the B vitamins, it helps to lower homocysteine levels, which is helpful for cardiovascular health. So that's awesome. Again, the B6, B12, and folate vitamins that are in there are really positively associated, again, with cognitive function. And again, a great, great product. So let me just go through and talk about some of those components. So ginkgo biloba, you've probably heard of that. It is, did you know, that it's Earth's oldest living tree species. And the extract of the ginkgo leaf offers really significant benefit to people that have impaired blood flow to the brain. And so the way that ginkgo works is it helps with circulation. And when we have better circulation to our brain, we have better cognitive function. So that's why this is something that really helps with, with our mental acuity. It really helps with short-term memory loss as it increases circulation to the brain. It improves acoustic artery blood flow. So actually it's found to really help with tinnitus, you know, the ringing in the ears. It also helps improve vertigo. Because it improves oxygenation to the brain, sometimes it can help with headaches. And it certainly, again, helps with depression, because it improves getting those nutrients to the brain. So that's ginkgo. Now, hawthorn extract, which is in there, it's commonly found in Europe, Western Asia, North America, and North Africa. They primarily use the leaves and the flowers, and it improves coronary artery blood flow and strengthens the contractions of the heart muscles. So again, it really helps with that circulation. So it gets that circulation all throughout the body, but really specifically to the brain. And the bioflavonoids that are in hawthorn are really great antioxidants too. So that can help to lower blood pressure. And again, it helps with heart health. It helps with hypertension and improves memory loss, because again, it helps with circulation. So it improves the blood flow to the brain. And then the next one is that gotu kola. So G-O-T-U and then K-O-L-A. And I never really read about this. So I thought it was really cool as I read about this. It is a rejuvenative nervine recommended for nervous disorders, including epilepsy, senility, and premature aging. And it's used as a brain tonic, and it's said to really help intelligence and memory. Again, the product is called Mental Acuity Plus. It also helps strengthen your adrenal glands, which can't say enough about adrenal glands. I did a podcast a while back about adrenal fatigue, and you can go back and listen to that. We need to keep our adrenals happy, and especially during this time, again, when we're under stress, our adrenal glands get really, really stressed. So this gotu kola is considered food for the brain. You know, it's said to combat stress and depression, energize flagging mental powers, fights sterility, ward off a nervous breakdown, and improve reflexes. I mean, it's It's cool. It's a standard herb that's native to Asia, you know, whose leaves are reported to stimulate central nervous system and rebuild energy reserves, as well as relieve high blood pressure, help the body defend against, you know, various toxins. It is just, again, it's used to treat rheumatism, blood disorders, congestive heart failure, urinary tract infections, hepatitis. I mean, it's like, wow, I didn't even know all of this. It does have a positive effect on circulation and, again, improves the blood flow while strengthening the veins and capillaries. It's been used to successfully treat phlebitis, legs cramp, and abdominal tingling of the extremities. So, in regards to dementia, it improves cognitive function. Again, failing memory, it helps to prevent depression and anxiety and prevent those mood swings. Again, a really awesome herb there. So again, that's a component of Mental Acuity Plus. And what's cool is it's not only for mental acuity, as you can hear, but lots of other health things that it can help with. It also contains bilberry. So bilberry is like a close relative to the blueberry, huckleberry, and it's recommended for a wide variety of conditions because of the great antioxidant properties in them. You know, things like scurvy, urinary tract infections, kidney stones, diabetes, and diarrhea. Modern research of bilberry was partly based on the use by the British World War II pilots who noticed that their night vision improved when they ate bilberry jam prior to when they went out to do their night bombings. That's kind of cool, right? So again, it really helps improved vision because it increases the circulation to the brain and the optic nerve. And improved blood flow helps, again, with that capillary and venous blood flow. So there seems to be a theme here that if we have better circulation and better blood flow, then we have better cognitive function. And then the last component of Mental Acuity Plus is rosemary. So we all know what, you know, you've probably heard about we've all heard of rosemary, right, as an herb. You know, herbalists throughout Europe, they use rosemary as a tonic for the elderly to help with indigestion and prevent any type of infectious diseases. Interestingly enough, it was used effectively in repelling fleas during the Black Plague. Didn't know that. Sometimes it's used for headaches and actually put on topically for baldness. And again, it's just a great, great antioxidant activities. And it increases brain circulation. It reduces circulatory congestion to the brain. So it impacts, again, it can help with headaches. It can help with, quick recovery from viral infections. We should think about that during this time. And repels biting insects. Got to keep that in mind. I have some rosemary oil in the other room. Got to keep that in mind when I'm out with mosquitoes and different biting insects. So that's Mental Acuity Plus. Again, can't say enough about that. I found that, you know, during some of my hardest times when my daughter was struggling, I started to take this product as well as the next product I'm going to talk about, because I just found there were days that it was just hard to feel really good and feel up. And even though I'm a nurse, I'm certainly not one to just run to the doctor and take a medication. You know, I really look more at trying to, again, control my environment around me. And I know when our children are struggling, it's really hard to do that, right? Because we can't take all their problems away as much as we'd like to. But again, I find that, and I've learned so much over the last 20 years of taking natural supplements, that there are things that we can take to just enhance our day, enhance our mood, and Mental Acuity Plus is definitely one of them. And then the second one I want to mention is called Mood Lift Complex. And again, I want to stop here and say, you know, depression is a serious disorder. And you know, major depressive disorders, major depression really needs to be treated by a trained mental health professional. So if you're listening to this and you're really not feeling good and you're feeling dysregulated, if you're feeling like you're so sad and depressed and worried and stressed, I do encourage you to seek out a mental health professional. They are super busy right now because of COVID, but You are worth it. And I really recommend that you reach out. Don't be shy and don't be embarrassed. Again, we all can use some help at times. And so I encourage you, if you really feel like you're having some trouble with your day-to-day activities due to depression, please do reach out to a mental health professional. So mood lift complex, again, this is something that I encourage when I work with my clients. I say, if you're looking at, you want something, but you don't want to, you don't want to take the medication, or maybe your mental health, counselor has said, you know what? Yeah, sure. You can try some natural things for a couple of months. And if that doesn't help, then we're going to put you on medication. So mood lift contains St. John's wort. And if you know anything about like Europe and mental health, this is like the first thing that they go to and they recommend is St. John's wort in Europe. So it is a, this particular product, Mood Lift Complex, contains a unique blend of St. John's wort and phospholipid inositol, which together improves nerve signaling within the brain and central nervous system. And it really helps for those that are suffering from mild to moderate depression, fatigue, lethargy, and episodes of anger. And most usually, this is, I think, important to note too, most usually people notice benefits within 3 to 6 weeks after taking 1 to 3 capsules, each day with continual use. So it does take a little while to really have the full impact, but it's a great non-medication alternative to a positive outlook and, depression and all that. So again, St. John's wort, it may have some interactions with other medications. So again, please do consult your healthcare professional. And if you are taking medicines like an SSRI, you can't take Mood Lift because again, it has some interaction there and so it isn't good. So you want to, again, just take note of that. But it's again, St. John's wort, a sedative effective for depression. And St. John's wort is able to act as an antidepressant by making more of these neurotransmitters available in the brain. The studies suggest that St. John's wort extract exert their antidepressive actions by inhibiting the reuptake of neurotransmitter serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. So again, there are medications that do that. That's why you can't take this along with an SSRI. So again, it helps with anxiety and irritability by elevating your mood. It treats that mild to moderate depression. Really helps to to treat anxiety, fearfulness, tension, headaches. It also treats that insomnia, which sometimes happens again when we have some mental health issues. So St. John's wort, and it also contains ginseng, which I love ginseng. It's really, really helps with a whole host of health problems. And it's interesting that wealthy Asians, they still, they take ginseng and they prize it kind of as a daily tonic to promote vigor and vitality, as well as, to help extend their life. The common people of China use ginseng as a medicine to treat a wide assortment of conditions. It helps, again, improve capillary permeability. Helps you maintain your ability to focus your attention. So it helps with concentration, helps to, revive your energy, even after strenuous exercise, revives your sex drive, helps you recall things better, calms your nerves, reduces pain. Again, it's really, really, ginseng is a super great plant, fresh or dried. It's been cultivated for years for its revitalizing properties. And then another part, there's lots of components to Mood Lift. And so the next one is inositol. It's a naturally occurring isomer of glucose that's a key with neuroreceptors of the brain. And again, it just helps with that neurotransmitter activity. It's been shown to be, the research has shown that inositol is a safe and effective option for treating panic disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, binge eating, and or depression. Helps again with that anxiety, the irritability, the panic attacks, as it calms the nervous system. I found this really interesting too, as another component of mood lift, is something called green oat grass extract. So green oat grass is the grass before it matures into oat straw. Interesting. And it's rich in vitamin A, B, C, and E, and K, along with pantothenic acid and minerals like iron, manganese, zinc, silicon dioxide, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, and potassium. It's a pretty awesome grass there. It really helps with immune function. I mean, a lot of research has been focusing on beta-glucan, which is a component of this, which helps with immune functions. And in this this natural plant, it really, really tends to support your central nervous system by acting as a mood elevator, again, helping with sleep disorders, relieving those muscle tension headaches and things like that. And then also in mood lift is rosemary. And we talked about rosemary before, especially with those biting insects, if you remember. So again, just another really wonderful product. And I love how Shaklee does this. It's not always just one herb or one vitamin. There's sometimes a mixture of them, and combined together, it's a super powerful supplement that can help you. And certainly, again, Mental Acuity Plus and Mood Lift Complex are definitely, no doubt, two really, really great supplements that follow along with that, that a combination of different vitamins and nutrients put together in that combination really are great, great supplements. So, you know, that's what I wanted to share with you today. Again, I think that there are many things that we can do in our daily life. If it's, again, choosing a morning routine, choosing to go for a walk with a friend, or calling your mother, or doing some breath work. And it's really key to give your body what it needs, the nutrients. And when we are under stress, which is what we all are during this time, as much as we try not to think about it, myself included, I try not to think about, you know, the struggles and the worries of the world with COVID or the economy or things like that. But it's really important, and it's okay. I'm here to tell you that it's okay to take some supplements to support yourself. And I think it's really imperative to do that, because again, there's so many stressors in the world, and why not take advantage of some natural things that can help you? And as I said in the middle of this, if you are finding yourself having a hard time and really feeling down, please call a healthcare professional, because they are there to help and they are waiting to hear from you. And there's, again, nothing to be ashamed of for that. But again, I just want to finish up today and just, you know, hopefully you found some value in this and you learned something. I know I did. I always learn a little bit more as I investigate a little bit more and study and learn. And I'm a lifelong learner. So if you haven't heard that already, my podcast, I love to learn. I love to learn from books. I love to learn from others. And I love to share that with other people. So I hope that this was helpful. And again, I hope that you feel okay to reach out to me, because if you are needing a little bit of help, just reach out. You know, send me a message on Instagram. Find me as Green Gorski. You can send me an email, moira@gorskiwellness.com. It's okay to reach out to me. That's what I'm here for. I want to help you. I come right alongside with you and I make some recommendations and I listen to what you're going through. I make some recommendations and say, come on, you can do this and you're worth it. And again, I want to help you figure out a plan so that you can live your best life. So I'm so glad you come back to listen. I really, really do appreciate it. If there's anything that you want me to talk about, if you have a guest that a friend of yours that you think would be a great guest on this, please send that my way too. But again, thanks for listening. And again, take care of yourself. This is an interestingly difficult time. So take care of yourself. Take the steps that you need to make sure that you're showing up good. And if you need a little extra help, don't be, again, ashamed to get that help that you need. Reach out to those. And again, I encourage you to take a look at the natural supplement world if you haven't already. And let me help you and guide you to make some choices and decisions so that you can live your best life. Take care. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, please leave me a 5-star review. Share this podcast with others and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Come on over to Facebook too. We have a great Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast tribe group, and we'd love to welcome you there. Now, do you have a story to share or know someone that does? Please connect with me. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love to hear from you, hear your story, and feature you on one of the upcoming podcast episodes. And perhaps you are ready to find your way back to you. You'd like to reclaim your health in your life. Send me an email, connect with me, simply moira@gorskywellness.com, or jump over to Instagram and connect with me there as Green Gorski, or you can also find me on Facebook. I'll connect with you and just show you some simple steps and show you a way to reclaim your life and your health today. Thanks for listening. Until next time.